You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Lyft's bid to rule the streets now includes public transit, by Alex Davies. Lyft wants to be the app you open whenever you're going anywhere. That means helping customers move all the ways they want to move. In today's transportation landscape, opening the Lyft app on your phone is a sign of intent. It means that wherever you're going, you've decided you won't be biking or walking or taking the bus. Maybe you'll share the ride with a stranger, but you're definitely making the trip in a car. Lyft co-founder and president John Zimmer is trying to rejigger that timeline. He wants the tap of the pink icon to come in a moment you've decided where you're going and before you know how you'll get there. Because whatever mode of transportation is right for you and your trip, he wants Lyft to be your navigator. That's why, starting next week, some Lyft users in Santa Monica will see a new option. It'll say nearby transit, says Zimmer. So if you're at the pier and looking to get across town, the app will show you nearby drivers and prices, as usual. But in the bottom of the screen, it will also offer information about public transit. In Santa Monica, that means the Big Blue Bus, LA Metro's Expo Line, and Metrolink service. You can see where each line goes and when the next bus or train is coming. That's about it for the moment. But Lyft expects to expand its public transit-related offerings, first by displaying this new card to all its Santa Monica users, then expanding the setup to other cities. It's considering new capabilities, too, like having the app offer transit directions. Hop on the Expo line towards 7th Street, Metro Center, get off at 26th Street, Bergamot, walk 5 blocks south. It hasn't seriously looked at integrating fare payments into its app, but it's an easy move to imagine. Zimmer has long said his mission is to slash the rate at which humanity travels about in single-occupant vehicles in the interest of easing congestion and reducing planet and lung-choking emissions. Still, helping customers avoid your service can seem a strange move until you consider it in the context of Lyft's greater mission, becoming the ultimate transportation middleman. The company is now testing out a subscription model in an effort to become more than one of myriad transportation options. Customers who commit to Lyft for, say, a month, are less likely to use Uber or their own car during that span, and they're more likely to make that kind of commitment if Lyft can help them make all sorts of trips, not just the occasional ride home from the bar. Lyft, you see, isn't just about cars anymore. This summer, it acquired Motivate, the country's largest bike share operator. So now Lyft controls the fleets that accounted for 3/4 of bike shares in the U.S. in 2017. Last week, the company launched a fleet of shared electric scooters in Denver. It just got official permission to deploy them in Santa Monica and plans to do so next week. Uber, one of Lyft's primary competitors, has also expanded into the broader mobility space, snapping up dockless bike-sharing company Jump and striking a deal with mobile ticketing company Masabi in a move that will eventually let customers use its app to pay for public transit in cities around the world. If you really want to provide something that can replace the car in people's lives, you want to have more than ride sharing, Andrew Salzberg, Uber's transportation policy chief, told Wired in April. Ultimately, Zimmer wants more customers to use Lyft more regularly, to be willing to subscribe figuratively, if not literally. That means helping them move all the ways they want to move, by car, bike, scooter, and now public transit. Consider how this can simplify a user's life. Today, you might open 5 apps run by 5 companies to weigh all your options, from biking to busing to bumming a ride. Bit by bit, Lyft is positioning itself to be the place you look for all that information and the occasional ride. And if it still sounds crazy, imagine the Santa Monica resident who has made this leap and checks her bus status every morning through the Lyft app instead of Google Maps or anything else. Maybe today she's in a hurry and her bus is late. Now she doesn't even need to change apps or go to the competition to find her way.